If you've been dreaming of starting your own podcast or have a friend who has been talking about it for years, one that actually launches and becomes your main marketing engine, now's your moment. For a limited time, I'm offering my Podcast First Launch Companion at its beta price and for the Black Friday sale with a free podcast power hour strategy session, which is bookable within 60 days, all included just for you. This is a step-by-step system for coaches, service providers, online business owners who want to finally go live with a podcast, get heard, and use their podcast as the sales tool they've always known it could be. There's no code needed. Just use the link in the description below, grab the Podcast First Launch Companion, and your free podcast power hour is automatically yours. Do you already have a podcast? Do you at least know someone who should start one? If so, forward them this link. The sale ends December 1st at midnight. So if you are ready to get your voice out there and make marketing your business easier, let's launch your podcast. Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. And if this is your first episode, welcome. I am so glad you are here. I'm Allison, a podcast strategist who helps women entrepreneurs launch, grow, and monetize their podcast by turning listeners into clients through your own offers and services. Who does not want that, right? Before we get started, I want to make sure you know about a free resource that I created to go along with today's episode. It's called the Podcast Metrics Checklist, and it will walk you through all 7 key numbers that we're going to be talking about today, plus how to find them in the back end and what it really means to, or what you really need to look at in order to see your growth or to maybe see what you need to work on. So you can grab that for free at the link in the show notes or go to allisonninch.com/metrics, allisonninch.com/metrics. All of these 7 key metrics we're talking about today will be listed there for you. Okay. Today, we're going to be digging into a very big topic. I probably should have recorded this sooner, but it's here. And it's something that many of you ask me about. And that is, what metrics should I even be paying attention to if I want to grow my podcast? Now, this might surprise you, and maybe it doesn't, but a lot of people, most people actually, only look at downloads. They think that's what determines how their show is doing. But that's just actually one small piece of the picture. So today I'm going to be talking about all these different metrics. I'm going to go into 7 specifically. There's more, but these are the 7 that I think you should really be focusing on and that really actually matter for growth and what they tell you about your show and what is working and what you need to maybe improve on. So when I first started in the podcasting industry in 2022, yes, I was a podcast manager. I did start my very first podcast, and honestly, downloads felt like that was what everybody focused on. It was the only thing that mattered. It was the main thing I tracked for my clients. But there is so much more than downloads. And as a podcaster myself, every time I refreshed my hosting platform, I just wanted to see those numbers go up because that's what they show us. When you open your podcast host, that's what you see, downloads. But they don't tell you the whole story. I wish they did, but they don't. And I honestly wish that every podcast host showed everything that we really need to see, but we're not there yet. Maybe eventually, but we're not there yet. So I'm going to help you with this. And the reason we don't really focus on downloads is because your podcast could have hundreds of downloads. But if no one is following your show, engaging with it, actually listening all the way through, or even listening at all, those numbers don't mean your show is growing, or much less it's not getting you clients. That's why I encourage podcasters, as a podcaster to go much deeper and look at your data that actually shows your audience connection to you. What are they doing with those episodes? Depending on where you host your show is going to determine how much of these metrics you can actually see. Again, they don't all show everything. Some are much more limited than others, especially if you're hosting on a free plan. I know Spotify for Creators, which actually used to be Spotify for Podcasters, and even before that, it was Anchor. They have some metrics. They have actually gotten better at it, but they are still pretty limited, as are some others. So take that into consideration when you're looking at these, but you can really get a lot of information just from your back end of Apple Podcast Connect and Spotify. So I'm going to talk you through each of these. But the reasons we look at these metrics is because there are two, or the reason we look at Apple and Spotify, I should say, are because they are the two biggest platforms. And honestly, it's where most listeners will be coming from. I actually took a look at the podcast backend of three of my clients and myself, and three out of the four shows I looked at had most of the listeners coming from Apple. I'm talking like 40% or more. But one of my clients, hers was pretty much neck and neck with Spotify being 44% and Apple 43%. So that's why we focus on Apple and Spotify. They're the two big ones, but they're not the only two. So take a peek and see what platforms your listeners are coming from. You can usually find this in the analytics part of your host. I believe Spotify will show you on the back end. Apple doesn't, unless I just haven't been able to find it in these 3 years, 4 years almost. But I would assume that's because Spotify also acts as a podcast host. So I could be wrong about that, but that's why I'm kind of thinking this. But go in the back end and see where they're coming from. And if you do not have your show on all of the platforms, we need to work together so that I can help you do that. I had a client come to me once who was only on Spotify. She was only reaching half of the people she could have been, maybe even less than that. So we got her on Apple, we got her on every platform there is out there, and then vice versa. I've had some come to me that were only on Apple and not on Spotify. And I'm an Apple podcast girl, so I knew my client was not on Apple because when she first came to me, I could not find her show. And so I asked her, I was like, where are you hosting? Or, you know, where's your show showing up? And she said, oh, it's on Spotify. So do not assume that what you listen to is the only one. There are literally hundreds of tiny little podcast players that you would not even know about. I mean, aside from the big ones and even like iHeart, Overcast, there's CastBox, there's just so many, especially in those smaller countries that would love to work with you if they could find you. So we need to be able to have your podcast out there. So that's the biggest thing I want to talk about first is make sure your podcast is on all the platforms. And if you don't know how to do this, book a podcast power hour with me, because that's what we could look at. We could go in the back end of your podcast host and your metrics, your Apple, your all the things, and we can look at this. So you can go to allisonnich.com/power hour to learn more about that. Okay, so let's take a look at these metrics. There's not really a specific order here, but these are the things that I really would pay attention to. The first thing I'm going to talk about are followers. So when you go into your podcast host, you're not really going to be able to see this. Maybe some do, but I don't know for sure. But this is pretty self-explanatory. It tells you how many people are actually following the show. They're committed to your show. They're listening. Downloads can spike and dip, but followers show you who are sticking around long-term. They want to have your podcast show up each and every time you upload an episode. So you want to pay attention to this number over time and see if it's going up. I mean, you might have, just like Instagram followers, you might see it dip, you might see it go up. But again, downloads can be anyone checking out an episode. So they don't have to be following your show to listen. They've pressed play, but maybe they didn't even listen. But at least if they are following you, they will see each and every new episode that you release, and you know that they are at least committed to listening to you, or you hope they are. They clearly want to see every episode you post. So check followers. You can find that in Apple Podcasts Connect. It's at the very top when you go into your Apple Connect, and then also in Spotify. And if you don't know how to get to these, I will leave links to them below so that you can quickly get in and just put in your account information. I can't help you with what you did as a username and password, but I can at least give you the links to how to get there. Okay, the next thing we look at is plays. And then on Spotify, you will also see this called streams. And the definition of plays from Apple is the number of plays on unique devices where they play a duration of the episode greater than 0 seconds. So they have literally pressed play on that episode. Something got them to click, most likely the title, and this is, you want them to press play, right? I will tell you, well, let me get into this first. So this mainly shows up in Apple and Spotify. Some hosts will do this. I use Captivate, and they have moved things around. They used to show this. It's a little harder to find. They've now called it something a little bit different, unique listeners, but basically it's the same thing. They've pressed play, And this metric is closer to what people think of as a download. But the difference here is that a download is when someone, they do just that. They download that episode to their device. It's going to be on their device until they delete it. Doesn't necessarily mean they listen to it. But with plays or streams, it tracks how many times your episodes are actually being played, meaning they've pressed the play button. And if plays are increasing steadily, you at least know that your reach is growing. They're playing those episodes. So that's why I don't want to always focus on downloads, but a lot of the times they kind of go hand in hand. I am somebody, I turn my automatic downloads off. I do not download episodes to my phone because it takes up storage. So I'm going to be someone on your podcast that comes across as a play. So that is why I want you to focus on that. And again, if your podcast host does not show you this number, go to the back end of Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and it will show you. Pretty sure, I know Spotify does. I don't know why I can't think of it off the top of my head. It's the beginning of the month, so I'm about to do podcast metrics. So this is, it's been a whole month since I've looked. I did do an audit, so I did look recently, but I don't know why. They will break it down by episode. So that's something to think about. Okay, so let's look at the next one, which is engaged listeners. So if we kind of compare podcasting to, let's just say Instagram, because that's kind of what most of us are familiar with, a view on Instagram is a view. I mean, they just saw it, but what does that really do? Not a whole lot. But if they're engaging with you, if they're commenting, if they're DMing you, that's something that you know, okay, that really struck them. So that's the same thing as an engaged listener on a podcast. And Apple gives the definition of an engaged listener as the number of unique devices that played at least 20 minutes or 40% of an episode within a single session, meaning they sat there and listened to at least 40% of an episode. Pausing and stopping an episode does not count as starting a new session. So if they start it, pause it, it keeps it going. So an engaged listener, this is really helpful because it tells you how many unique listeners are coming back consistently. That's the start of building a loyal audience. That's more likely to convert. If not all hosts will show this. I know Captivate will, but they also use it as it. They've changed it. It now says a unique listener, which is the same, pretty much. A unique listener is someone who downloads your podcast from the same device or IP address within a selected time frame, and this helps estimate your real audience size. So if they're listening to more than 40% of your show, they're clearly listening to what you have to say. They're not just starting it going, oh, I don't want to listen to her, and turning it off. That just kind of shows that you are grasping those people more. So take a look. I was going to say take a listen. Take a look at how many engaged listeners you have. Go to the back end of Apple, Spotify, if your host chose it, and look at those engaged listeners. Because again, a download just means they downloaded it, maybe pressed play, but that doesn't mean they've listened to it. That's where I get a lot of confusion is I told this to my client yesterday with her audit. You could have 10, I'm just using easy numbers. You could have 10 downloads on that episode, but maybe only two of them listened. What is that going to do? You know, you have 10 people you think are listening, but really only two did. So this is why downloads can be very tricky. So look at your engaged listeners and see what that looks like. Okay, the next one is an important one too. It kind of goes with engaged listeners. And this is your consumption rate. This is where Spotify shows it very oddly. I don't even understand how they show it. So go to the back end of Apple. This obviously is not going to help you with those who listen on Spotify, but I'm going to do some more digging and figure out how Spotify shows their consumption rates. But Apple is very good about doing this. The consumption rate, this shows how much of your episode people are listening to. So if people are starting your episode and dropping off halfway through at 50%, so think of it as 100% is the full episode. If that consumption rate, which is the average of all the people that listen to it, if it's 50%, that's like a big sign that they didn't listen. They got to halfway and they're like, I'm stopping. So this could be maybe your episodes are too long. Maybe you have just packed way too much information and they're overloaded and they're like, I can't listen to this right now. Maybe, I mean, it could even be something as bad audio and they got to the point where they're like, the screeching has got to go. Maybe it's not structured clearly enough and they're just not interested. Maybe it's a guest episode that just went, way too long I think I've said in another podcast, I've had clients who recorded basically two different sections of her podcast, and I had her break them up into two episodes. But, you know, maybe if she had left those together, maybe they stuck around for the first half and they didn't like the topic of the second half. So really go back and look at that consumption rate. And of course, we want the average because some will listen and then they'll pause it and then they'll come back later. So when we're looking at that consumption rate for maybe that one person, well, it's not going to look very far, but they haven't had a chance to finish it. So we take the average, and I usually say to give it 30 days or more because we want that good rate. We don't, and it may not even show up at first. So just know that it's waiting for a lot more data. We want a good idea because not everyone is busy and they're not going to finish your episodes right away. So I say what you want to look at, a good number is to have 60% or more, because that means they're at least making it more than halfway through your episode. But ideally, we would want 75 to 80%, even up to 90. And in a perfect world, of course, we would want 100%, but not everybody is listening from start to finish, especially if you have a music intro and a music outro that they hear all the time. They're going to cut off as soon as they hear that because they've already heard it. So this is why a lot of podcasters are taking off that, you know, outro. Do not do that if you want it there. If it has your call to actions, but just know that some people are not always going to listen to that because they know it's the end. But this is also a good thing to say, if you have those call to actions, if you look at your consumption rate and your consumption rate is 60, 70%, and you're leaving your call to action at the very end, they're never hearing it. Not never, but you know what I'm saying. The majority of those people are not hearing it. So this gives you a really good idea of, okay, where should I put those call to actions? Or what is happening in my episodes around that mark that's making them turn it off? If they listen through most or even all of your episode, that is a strong signal of trust. Your content is resonating with them. You've got a good flow. Maybe you have a structure you're doing. But if less than 60% consumption rate on some or most of your episodes, again, halfway through, listen to it and see what's happening there. Look at the length of your episodes. At the ones that have more of a consumption rate are shorter, and the longer ones are not. Your audience is clearly telling you they don't like long episodes. So these are all things to look at that your audience is not going to tell you. Okay, so just find that something might be going on and you just need to figure out what's happening. And it may take you a while. It's not going to be, if you have one episode, sure, maybe you can figure out with one episode, but if it's consistently happening, that's when we really need to take a look at it. If all of these numbers feel a little overwhelming and you are just not sure what they actually mean for your show, I completely get it. That's why I created that podcast metrics checklist that I talked about at the beginning. It helps walk you through all of these in plain language. And I even show you where to find them. That's totally free. You can click the link below or go to allisonnich.com/metrics. And if you even want to go a step further and getting help applying all these metrics to your show, you can always book a podcast power hour with me and we can go over your metrics together and talk through what steps you would need to take next. All right, let's go to number 5. The next two are not necessarily number specific, but they make a big deal. Actually, the next three. Okay, so this next one is, I want you to look at trends overall, not just these numbers specifically. So do not obsess over 1 week of data. That's not going to show you a whole lot. What I track for my clients is the 24-hour mark and the seven-day mark. Because what we will see is that so many people will listen within the day it's released, and then you will catch a lot of people listening within the next week. It depends on their schedule. And the SaaS also might tell you, well, like what day might be better to release my episodes, but it gives you data to see if people are still listening, even if it's not that first few days. So we want to look at the trends, and that's going to help you a lot more. So in fact, the consumption rate, like I said earlier, it usually takes about 30 days to show up. It might show up, but it will adjust. So if you go in 1 month and you see one episode at 60%, check back 2 to 3, even the next month, it may have gone up. So that's just kind of showing you that maybe over time, it is working, and not to just fixate so quickly on it. So look at those trends over time. Are more people following you month to month? Is your show growing? Are you getting more engaged listeners? Are people listening longer? That's the kind of growth that matters, not just to see those download numbers go up. We want to see more than just that growing. Again, downloads are that very quick, that's that vanity metric, like a view on a reel. We want to see it grow, but it doesn't give the whole picture. So that's what we want to look at. So again, pay attention to the trends and not just those totals. See, okay, maybe this didn't work this month, but did it go up the following month? If you've been podcasting more than 6 months, look at where you were 6 months ago. Is there an upward path? I'm doing my hand up, but you cannot see me. Okay, the next thing I want you to think about, and let me get into this first, but it's your email list. Have you seen a jump in email subscribers because you are talking about your freebies and your newsletter on your podcast? Now, this of course depends on the call to actions that you're giving, like we talked about in last week's episode, if you didn't listen to that. Unless you're promoting an offer in your episode, so let's say your episode is directly tied to an offer. If you do not have or if you're not really specifically promoting an offer in that episode, direct them to your email list through a freebie. Even just say if you want weekly tips outside of the podcast, have a newsletter directly. And I am getting more and more into email. I think I talked about this before because I remember saying it, but I was not really big into email until like within this last year. And I'm really seeing how podcasting and email go hand in hand. And we're going to talk more about that in not previous episodes. We're going to talk about it in future episodes. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're not directly promoting an offer, get them on your email list, because that way you can continue to nurture them and even sell through your email. So I'm a big believer that people can purchase through your audio, just hearing you. But a lot of the times it will take them getting onto your email or even seeing you on social media to just kind of go, okay, this is it. But this is why I always say your podcast did some work. So the whole question of where did you find me is going to be much different than what basically made you want to buy from me. So ask them, do you listen to my podcast? Because chances are if they did, that was a very big contributing factor. What I would also consider is creating unique links for your podcast. Now, I have never used the UTM link, so I could not even tell you how to set those up, but I know people use Pretty Links. I do things in Flowdesk, so my email provider is Flowdesk. So I will set up this is especially for freebies though, I will set up separate segments. So like one would be if they found it on my website, one would be if they clicked from Instagram, or another could be from the podcast. So set up a different segment. So that way you can at least, if they've joined your email list, you can say, oh, they came from the podcast. Just find a way. I don't know. You could even duplicate a landing page. You could create a like if you have a sales page, you could, I've heard people copy that sales page. And if they are tracking it, they could see that they went to the podcast page. So that's just very helpful to figure out. If they joined your email list, how did they find you? So try to find a way to create a different link that comes from your podcast. Okay, and the last and final one that I think is probably going to be the biggest, but it's not going to show you how much podcast growth you have, but it is going to show that your podcast is working, is getting clients. How many clients have come to you from your podcast? And like I just said a second ago, they may have purchased through an email link, but it may have been your podcast that sealed the deal. And then they just got on your email list through a freebie. And then they were like, okay, let's do this. So getting clients is the ultimate goal. Not all will come directly from listening. Like I said before, some will get on your email list first. They'll watch some things on social media if you're on social media. But in my opinion, the podcast is where you got them to buy. They may have just needed a little bit more information, whether it's getting on a call with you, whether it's reading your emails, whatever, but they've listened to you and they're ready, but it just may have been that email link that got them to actually say, okay, this is it, not the podcast link. It doesn't really matter, because if they've listened to your podcast at all, it made a huge deal. I promise you, hearing your voice, listening to you, finding the way you speak, even talking about the way you work with people, that's what's going to seal the deal with them. So instead of asking how they found you, ask if they listened to your podcast. Then you'll know it's working. So take a look at your numbers, all the metrics. And even if you're thinking, okay, I see these numbers in Apple and Spotify, my audit client I just had, she was like, I just looked at the back end of my Apple and there's a lot of numbers. What do I even look at? So if you're not sure what they mean, here's what I want you to do next. Grab the free podcast metrics checklist from the show notes. It will help take what we covered today and actually it'll just put it into action. But if you want help looking at those numbers, putting them together, figuring out where your podcast can grow faster, let's do it in a podcast power hour. You bring your questions and your metrics and I will bring my strategy and we will figure out what is working. You can grab the link to both of these or one of them, whatever you choose, in the show notes below, because I cannot wait to help you make sense of your data and create. I just want your podcast to have a plan that actually moves the needle, brings you clients. So yes, downloads are part of the picture and actually probably a smaller part than people make them believe they are. But if you want to know where your podcast is going, whether it's growing, whether it's building connections and trust, look at these other metrics. That's what you should be looking at. And again, if you want help breaking them down for your show specifically, the Power Hour is the next step. So you can go to allisonnitch.com/powerhour to learn more and come back next week because you may be thinking, well, I see all of these numbers, but what do I do to fix them? That's what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I will see you then, friend.